WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, chasing deadlines, dealing with drama, and just trying to keep your head above water? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving into something super important today. Managing stress without losing yourself in the process. Because, let's be real, life throws curveballs, right? Big ones, small ones, unexpected curveballs that make you question if you packed the right bat for this game. And when stress hits, bam. It can feel like everything's spiraling. Your thoughts race, your energy drains, and suddenly you're just trying to survive the day. But here's the thing, my friends. Stress doesn't have to win. We can learn to manage it, even thrive amidst it. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 golden nuggets that will help you navigate stress without losing yourself in the chaos. First up, awareness is your superpower. Seriously, knowing when you're feeling stressed is like having a map. It helps you understand where you are and how to get back on track. Pay attention to those physical cues, the tightness in your chest, the racing heart, the grinding teeth. Notice the mental chatter, the endless loop of what ifs, or the nagging worry that won't let go. Once you recognize those stress signals, bam. You've got a head start on managing them. Next, ditch the perfect myth. Listen, striving for perfection is a recipe for stress overload. It sets unrealistic expectations and leaves you feeling inadequate when things don't go exactly as planned, which, let's be honest, they rarely do. Embrace good enough. Celebrate your wins, learn from your mistakes, and give yourself permission to not be perfect all the time. Remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Now, let's talk about boundaries, those magical walls that protect your energy and sanity. Learn to say no to things that drain you or add unnecessary stress to your life. It's okay to prioritize your well-being. You deserve time for yourself to recharge, relax, and do things that bring you joy. Speaking of joy, make time for the good stuff. Engaging in activities you love, whether it's painting, dancing, reading, spending time with loved ones, can be a powerful stress reliever. It shifts your focus away from worries and anxieties, reminding you of the beauty and goodness in life. Remember, happiness isn't something that just happens. It's something you actively choose to cultivate. Finally, don't underestimate the power of self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are nice. It's about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep. Eat nutritious foods, move your body in ways that feel good, and practice mindfulness techniques like meditation or deep breathing. Taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Think back to that last time you felt completely overwhelmed. Maybe you had a big deadline looming, a challenging conversation with someone you care about, or a series of unexpected events just threw your whole week off balance. Now, imagine instead of letting those stressors take over, you were able to step back, breathe deeply, and choose how you wanted to respond. You acknowledged the stress without letting it consume you. Instead of frantically working late into the night, you set boundaries with colleagues and focused on completing the most important tasks first. You took a break to go for a walk, listen to your favorite music, or simply sit in silence and recharge. And guess what? The world didn't fall apart. You managed those stressors effectively, maintained your sanity, and probably even got some things done along the way. So remember, stress is a part of life. There's no escaping that. but how we respond to it, how we choose to navigate it, is entirely within our control. By being aware of our triggers, setting boundaries, making time for joy, practicing self-care, and remembering that good enough is often more than enough, we can manage stress without losing ourselves in the process. Take action today. Start small. Maybe try saying no to one extra commitment this week, or carve out 10 minutes each day for a mindful practice like deep breathing or meditation. You've got this. Share your thoughts and experiences with us. Let's build a community of support and empower each other to navigate stress with grace and resilience. Catch you on the next episode, where we'll be diving into another aspect of living our best lives.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.